Hello and thank you for tuning in to Chattercast, produced by Wanna Hills Chatterbox. I'm Omar Marabit. This is the second episode of Wanna Sports Talk. Today we will be talking about Super Bowl 55 with Kellen Brogan. This Super Bowl was one of the most memorable in recent years, to be honest with you. It's Tom Brady. Many people call him one of the best to ever do it. And then against this other young quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, who won the Super Bowl last year, won the MVP the year before, and he's looking like he's going to be an all-time great. Two future Hall of Famers going back at it. It's like passing the torch from one great to another. This game was one of the best I've seen in a minute. So Kellen's prediction was wrong. He said the Chiefs. I said the Buccaneers. So you owe me some push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
But this game, we have to really talk about the main factor in this game was the Buccaneers' defense. The Buccaneers' defense absolutely clamped up the Chiefs' offense.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was not able to do anything. He could not get open. And Patrick Mahomes had to run for his life behind the line of scrimmage. Every play. He had so many dropbacks. He was getting chased, and this is honest. I've never seen this team do this bad because, you know, you usually see the Chiefs run around, and they're always able to figure something out.
Yeah,
but how do you think the Chiefs could have approached this game differently to help them win?
Honestly, I don't know if their O-line did not play as well as they do.
Yeah, their defense, the Buccaneers defense is one of the best I've seen. Brady, last year, he signed a 2-year, $50 million contract. He's 43 years old. He did the unthinkable. He won a Super Bowl with a team that was 7-9 last year and didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. So this proves the doubters wrong to how great Brady is, because a bunch of people say the only reason he was good, he was assistant quarterback. They're saying it from his old coach in New England, Bill Belichick, was the reason that we're winning. But now he comes out and wins. And then he brings his buddy Rob Gronkowski out of retirement to come play, who he earned $10 million this year.
Yeah, I was happy to see that duo like succeed again.
Man, they also picked up one of the best receivers in the league a couple years ago, Antonio Brown, for about $1 million. This team, honestly, last year I remember watching them, and I'm like, this team could be good if they had a great quarterback. Now, they had Jameis Winston, who led the league for throwing touchdowns with 30 and throwing yards with over 5,000, but dude also threw 30 picks.
Yeah, so yeah.
It really doesn't contribute. But do you think the Buccaneers can come back next year?
I think it'd be interesting to see if Brady can hold up just with his age. But I think, yeah. I don't know if they'll win it next year, but I definitely think they'll be a great team still.
You can never bet against Brady, that's for sure. But
yeah,
they might lose some key guys this year. Chris Godwin, he's a free agent. Shaq Barrett, who honestly should have won Super Bowl MVP. He's a free agent, so they got to choose who they got a franchise tag because they don't have much money. And when you franchise tag someone, it means like you can force them to stay for one more year. They can't leave.
Yeah.
But only the thing that makes this the greatest thing is Brady won his 7th Super Bowl ring. That is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
He's won more Super Bowls than any franchise in history. What was he about to say?
I was watching the game, and there was a stat. They said Brady had never scored a touchdown in the first quarter in the Super Bowl, and I thought that was crazy. And he scored one with, like, 2 minutes left. Yeah. I just thought that was a weird stat for his seven wins.
Yeah, he's been in the Super Bowl, 10 times? That's kind of surprising to me. And all other stat, too, it's like Brady has more Super Bowl wins than like 16 teams combined. That's insane to me.
Yeah.
And he's doing this at 43 years old. I think he's got like a good 4 years left. He might not be good, but yeah. He'll be in like 4 more years. But someone I want to give big props to is Todd Bowles. He is the Buccaneers defensive coordinator. He did a great job. You know, this defense, it's obviously good. Like, you can just look at the paper. On paper, they got all these good players. But, I've watched a good amount of Bucs games this year, and I've never seen them be that good. It's such an electric offense. You know, I always liked Todd Bowles when he was on the Jets. He came down. He's not a head coach no more, but he looked great. Who do you want to blame for the Chiefs' offensive struggles?
I don't know if it's any one person you can blame. I think just the pressure, the Bucs defensive line put on Mahomes and their O-line. It just kind of was the main reason they lost that game. Like you said, Mahomes was always in a scramble. So
I'm not blaming it on the receivers because
those guys did not catch
nothing.
Yeah, I think Kelce led with like 10 receptions and 130-something yards.
Yeah, Travis Kelce, 10 catches, 133 yards. Tyreek
had like 30 yards or something. It was like 70, I think, actually.
Who?
Tyreek.
Yeah, he had 73 yards, 10 targets, only 7 catches. But this dude, all the receivers, but I'm just talking to Tyreek because he dropped 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And Mahomes, he was like doing figure eights out on the field. He was literally upside down on one throw.
He threw it sideways, parallel to the ground.
They dropped it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely – I would definitely say either receivers or O-line. Kelce, he definitely played good. And for what Mahomes had, he played good. I mean, he had 26 completions out of 49 attempts, 270 yards, no tutties, and 2 picks. Another player I want to shout out, Antoine Winfield.
He
played great as a rookie. He was drafted in the 2nd round this year. When I saw him get picked, I'm like, why didn't they take a running back? Because J.K. Dobbins was still on the board. Mm-hmm. I mean, he played up to it. He had a pick as well. But the most memorable part about him in this game is putting up the peace sign to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Which, if you don't know, Tyreek Hill, he's really fast. He's the fastest player in the league. Arguably, he's like one of the fastest players of all time. And whenever he does somebody, he always just puts up the peace sign. You know, that's disrespectful. So what Antoine Winfield did is he batted down a pass, and like Tyreek was on the ground, and he put up the peace sign in his face. That was funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, last week we talked about this, or last podcast, we talked about the Steelers and the Browns game. You know, those guys have always been good throughout the 2010s. And 2 of their main contributors are Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. They're no longer on the teams, but they both played in the Super Bowl. Antonio, obviously the champion. Le'Veon, he was not here. I don't even think he played.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, I totally forgot he was over there.
Yeah, he finessed the Jets out of like $26 million. Yeah, he didn't even play. He got no carries. But so is it Big Ben's fault that the Steelers haven't been able to go to that next level? Because everybody was blaming it on, oh, it's Antonio's fault, oh, it's Le'Veon's fault. So is it Big Ben? Whose fault do you think that is?
How old is he, Big Ben? Pretty old guy to be playing. He's just not, I don't know, he's a great quarterback. I just don't think he is what he used to be.
He's 39. I did not know he's that old.
Yeah. I just think the Steelers have leaned on him a little bit too much.
Yeah, people were saying
him to be great, and he's just not at that level anymore.
Yeah, he's definitely not as good as he used to be.
True.
So this fact right here, it's more so for those people who they don't necessarily like football, but they just like a good story. There was a Super Bowl streaker. I've always watched them videos on YouTube where there's people streaking the field, but I've never seen it live. Now there was a streaker in the game. He ran around in like the 3rd quarter. And he low-key had one of the smartest things he ever did. So what he did was, there was a prop bet at plus 750.
Yeah, I heard about this.
He betted 50K that there would be a streaker at the Super Bowl, and then he was the streaker. So it was and I don't know much about betting, but I believe if it's plus seven like that, that means it's like very unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
So he put $50,000, his life savings, ran out to the field, promoted his brand. He got closer to the end zone than the Chiefs did. It cost him $1,000 to get out of jail. So this dude made $374,000 by just running onto the field and betting on himself. Would you do it for that much money?
Yeah. If I knew, if it was guaranteed, that's the only time I'm ever going to make a bet like that. Especially, just do it yourself.
I think his homeboy, like, he kind of distracted the security.
That was
very funny. So what would you say was the most surprising factor of this game?
I just thought the game was going to be a lot closer than it actually was. It was so hyped up to be like you said, a passing of the torch between Brady and Mahomes. And just seeing, I don't know if it was a blowout, but the Chiefs didn't score a single touchdown. So,
31-9. Harrison Buckner, the kicker, went 3 for 3. People underrate kickers because if they didn't have those,
be 31-0.
Yeah, that would look definitely embarrassing. But Tom Brady, people are saying that Tom wasn't the reason they won, and he won Super Bowl MVP. Looking at the stats, he went 21 for 29 passing and had 201 yards for 3 touchdowns, no picks. So, I don't know. Do you think, like, say an average quarterback, like, say Jared Goff played this game, do you think he could have won it?
The way the defense played, and along with, I guess the receivers didn't have, like, an outstanding game, but the way the defense played,
We gotta give a big shout out to playoff Leonard Fournette, 16 carries, 89 yards, and 1 touchdown for a 27 yard run. He had a great game. I honestly didn't think that was much of a good. I didn't think he was gonna be that good on the Buccaneers. He turned out to be good. He was the 4th overall pick. Most people see him as a bust. Ronald Jones had 12 yards, 12 carries, 61 yards. My bad. They also had LeSean McCoy. I forgot about him. He was one of my boys growing up, and he didn't even rush. But we already know. I almost forgot. Rob Gronkowski. He's my favorite tight end of all time. Is he yours? Can you say that? Six catches, 67 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Last year, this dude was on his couch. He wasn't playing no football, and then he just comes back 1 year and catches 2 touchdowns. He started off the year rusty because he faked his workouts. So he would just like send videos of him in different shirts of like one workout to show like all his workouts. So he finessed his way back in the league. He came back. I mean, it doesn't matter because he had 2 touchdowns. And then also Antonio Brown. So for all the people who don't know what happened with Antonio, I thought he was never going to come back in the league. So he was on the Steelers. He was being crazy. And then he requested a trade because he was just saying, oh, Big Ben's not good no more. I want to get out. He went to the Raiders, and he people think he has CTE from this one hit against the Bengals from Vontaze Burfict, where ever since that hit, his life has been crazy. And he had all these allegations around him, and he missed out on $30 million. He had to be quiet for like a week or something after doing some bad stuff. He couldn't even do that. He got cut by the Raiders. He was just doing crazy stuff. I couldn't even name them all. And then the Patriots signed him for one game. He catches a touchdown, and then he has another allegation, so the Patriots got to cut him. And then he's banned from the league. He's suspended. He can't play. He's reinforced. And then, like, midway through the season, Buccaneers pick him up. How do you think his impact was on this team?
I mean, he had 5 receptions and 22 yards, which he did say he has a touchdown.
Yeah, he had the memory of this plant on Tyrann Mathieu.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a great player. He's just, I don't know if he's a great person, but he did have an impact on the game.
Speaking about Tyrann Mathieu, I've never seen him get exposed as bad. He's proclaimed one of the best safeties in the league. This dude, him and Brady were about to fight. They were yelling at each other, and this dude was getting cooked all game by Mike Evans. But one thing that the people keep saying is that the Buccaneers got carried by the refs. Do you think that they did? Or
there was a lot of calls, but I think all of them were good. I don't think there were any like unfair calls. There's just lots of penalties, and I think there were like the Chiefs had a bunch of pass interferences.
You already know Mike Evans he draw like two pass interferences. To be honest, he was just being light-skinned. He just flopped a couple times. he had to sell it. Mm. But there was this one penalty. Well, actually, I looked at the film, but like when I was watching it, it was like a dude lined offsides, and they kicked a field goal and they made it. I didn't think he looked offsides, but I watched the video back and he did. But I mean, a touchdown wouldn't have impacted this game as bad as it did, because it did lead to a touchdown after that. Kellen, thank you for coming onto the show again. Do you want to tell them about the article you wrote this week?
I did a player profile on a receiver for varsity football team, Javion Bossett.
Make sure you guys go ahead and read that. And Chattercast is brought to you by the Wanna Hills Chatterbox. Check out our website, whsbox.com, for more work by our student journalist. Thank you for Kellen for being here. And for you for listening, stay tuned for more episodes of Chattercast.